Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It's your girl Purpose Vision right here for you on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for joining me this afternoon, guys. It's 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's a different time from when I'm normally on air, because normally, you know, I come on at 10 o'clock in the morning. But, you know, change is good, and I just want to do an impromptu show this afternoon, guys. Got some things on my mind. I want to talk to you about this health care bill that President Barack Obama just signed into law. I am so excited, as well as I know you are, and maybe some of you out there who are questioning the health care bill. We're going to talk about it, guys, in just a few minutes. Also, I wanted to let you know that I am feeling kind of sick of, I should say, of this whole Tiger Woods scandal, guys. Enough is enough. The guy cheated. Him and his wife had a big argument. He's going to play in the Masters. We'll talk about it one more time, but then that's going to be it, right? Enough of Tiger Woods. And then also Sandra Bullock. What's up with people in Hollywood, celebrities cheating on each other and this whole thing? Well, you know, her boyfriend, Jesse James, her husband, excuse me, Jesse James, had an affair. It's all in the media. She's canceling her premiere for The Blind Side. Guys, did you see that movie, The Blind Side, with Sandra Bullock? Well, we'll talk about that. And then also, just want to let you know that the weather, guys, the weather is changing. Your girl has had a cold the last few days. Getting over this cold, what are the best remedies, guys, for cold? If you're out there, you want to holler at your girl, you're listening in, the calling number is 347-215-8667. I'm going to let you groove to the gospel this afternoon, guys. Listen to these new artists. These are some kids out of Detroit that are being produced by my homie, Sean Harden. Guys, listen in, and I'm going to tell you more about this group. The song is called You Can Make It. I'll be right back.
Are you ready? Introducing God's Little Soldiers International, featuring Sean Harden and Bloodwine. Soldier,
hey.
Are y'all ready?
Yeah,
are y'all ready?
Yeah,
I think they're ready. I think they're ready. Come on, Mom. Come on, Mom.
Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not into thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
Brother, let me sing this song for you. Listen. Be scorned.
Lord, you may be bruised in this building tonight. And all we want you to know is that you can make it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see you up in the balcony. I see you. Just lift your hands all over this place today. And I want you to be encouraged. Bloodwash, I want you to help me lift somebody's spirit.
All right, guys, thanks for sticking around. It's your girl, Purpose Vision, right here, Blog Talk Radio. Today we have, you know, all of the top headlines to talk about, including Tiger Woods, Sandra Bullock and her husband having the affair. And, guys, did you hear the story about this lady in North Carolina who is suing the mistress for like $9 million because her husband started an affair with this lady? And so she's suing the mistress. There's some sort of old law. It's in five states. It still remains in five states that if your spouse cheats on you, the person that they cheat on you with, you can hold them accountable as well legally. So, I mean, you know, people have, there's always more than one way to skin a cat. Have you heard that term before? So it's not always about, okay, let me physically try and harm this person or whatever. You know, a lot of times you can hurt a person more, guys, which I'm not trying to tell you how to hurt nobody, okay? I know we just got through listening to the gossip, but I'm just saying that you can kind of make the situation even by hitting someone in their pocket. So if someone has, you know, caused your husband or wife to cheat on you, you can sue them in five states. So just check with your law. I just, you know, it's just a little mental note, tidbit of information for you. All right, guys, I also want to talk about President Barack Obama and the health care reform bill that has recently been passed. Have you guys been, you know, keeping track of that? From my understanding, immediately what is going to happen for seniors and some disabled folk that receive Medicare, they're going to get a rebate. I think it's $250, a rebate to help with, like, prescriptions and that sort of thing. So that's really good to hear, right? And then also, kids who are on their parents' health insurance, medical insurance, will be allowed to stay on there until they're 26 years old. So they don't have to worry about, you know, not having health insurance, which I think is, you know, really, really cool. Also, you know, there's going to be benefits for small businesses with this health care reform, new health care plan, where small businesses will get a tax break to make sure that all their employees have insurance. So it's some really good things. It's history-making bill. So, guys, I think we're lucky, you know, to have President Barack Obama as our leader, as our new king. He is a king for this country, and I applaud him in his efforts to help the people, you know, the ordinary Joes, those of us who, you know, work every day. And, you know, some of us may be living paycheck to paycheck or what have you. And, you know, it seems like, you know, we are the people that are always left out of the law, out of the politics, you know, of what's going on, because, you know, a lot of us don't have a voice in politics. So, you know, we're kind of left out there. But now we have a voice, and he happens to be the leader of this country. So, guys, let's applaud President Barack Obama. Also, want to talk to you about Sandra Bullock, her husband, Jesse James. Just want to briefly touch on that. I meant to touch on it when I was talking about Tiger. Guys, you know Tiger Woods is getting ready to play in the Masters. If you don't know, you know. He's actually in Augusta now. The Masters are in 2 weeks, and he will be on the greens. So be ready to see Tiger, best player in the world, back where he belongs, not in scandal and, you know, gossip, but doing what he does best, playing golf. Also, guys, Jesse James, which is the husband of Sandra Bullock, actress Sandra Bullock, who recently is star, won an Oscar for The Blind Side, the movie The Blind Side. Did you see that movie, guys? I haven't seen it as of yet, but I hear it was an excellent, excellent movie. And at any rate, heard that he had an affair, I think, with a waitress or something. And so she was scheduled to attend a premiere for The Blind Side, or a media event for The Blind Side, and she has canceled. This would be her second one she has canceled here recently within the last week or so due to all this scandal with these cheating spouses. Guys, cheating spouses. It's Mental Note, that show that brings you the hottest of the hot in entertainment news, views, from your neck of the woods and around the globe, guys. Be sure to check me out every chance you get, and check me out also at mentalnotetv.com. You can also see my videos at youtube.com/mentalnotetv. More to come, guys. I'm getting ready to have an awesome interview coming up with Mr. Bruce Simon. The last show I spoke about that interview, that it was going to be coming up shortly. Bruce Simon is the author of the book, An Atheist Defends Religion. An Atheist Defends Religion is the name of the book. Guys, Google that. Be prepared. Get your questions ready for that interview. Hopefully it will be the first week of April, well, the week of April 5th. So the day after Easter, that week, sometime that week, guys, of course, I will keep you posted. But get ready for another hottest of the hot interview right here on Mental Note. Stay tuned, and I will be back with more for your ears, guys, your listening pleasure. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, you can holler at me, 347-215-8667. Guys, thanks for sticking around. It's your girl, Purpose Vision, right here, Blog Talk Radio. Listen, as I was telling you earlier that my friend Sean Harden was producing a group called Soldier Story, God's Little Soldiers International. Guys, they are awesome, absolutely awesome. This record is being put out by Detroit International Records. And feature Sean Harden, Blood Washed in God's Army, and the song You Can Make It. I will play it as we leave the show again today, guys. So be sure to check out Soldier Story. Two little kids, guys. It is, let me see how many kids. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 young people who are putting it down for the Lord, guys. So you always got to commend that, right? You always got to commend that. It is a new season, guys. It is spring. And so just like anything else, you know, I don't know if you noticed, but different things happen in my life as different seasons come in and leave. You know, there are certain transitions that take place. I don't know if you pay attention to that sort of thing, but I do. And what I notice is, you know, like, just say winter. During winter, I was transitioning into a new residence, guys, moved into a new home. And so that was my winter. That was my transitioning point. That's what happened to me during the season of winter. And I noticed that every season, like summer, last summer, I can go back as far as, last summer, I transitioned from a job that I was on. I stopped working at that particular location, and as fall came in, I started a business. Business started to thrive, of course. Well, I say, of course, but thank God, things are going really well. So that was from fall, and then winter, I moved into a new home, and so now I'm excited to see what spring is going to bring. I do have some adventures planned, you know, to do some things that I've never done before. One is going to the West Coast, guys. It will be my first trip out to L.A., and I'm really, really excited. This trip has been planned for a year because I was supposed to go this time last year, April of last year. I've had my ticket for a year, guys, so I have to get on that plane, right, or I'm going to lose my ticket. It was there for a year. So I will be headed out to L.A. soon, so I'm just excited to see what the spring will bring. you know, things tend to bloom in spring and, you know, become prettier, you know, trees, leaves start to come out on the trees and the weather is warmer and, you know, our days are longer and nights are shorter and, you know, it's a lot of things that go on in the springtime. So I am just really happy and really excited to see what spring is going to bring. Guys, I really appreciate, you know, you listening in to Mental Note. I plan to bring you more news and views and exciting guests, you know, some of the people that we've already spoken to but are dropping new albums, like my man Jay Santana. He is coming out with his third album, guys, number 3. So we're excited to talk to Jay real soon. I think his album drops this summer. So we will definitely have him on the show. Guys, I don't know if you remember Camille, which I'm sure you do. Camille is doing videos, guys. I'm talking about some of the most creative videos that I have ever seen. You should go and check him out, guys, on YouTube. I think it's Straight Business or try Camille Music, M-U-S-I-K, or, you know, just, you know how you can do the search for Camille, C-A-M-I-L, and I'm sure it'll come up that way as well. But he's going to host the videos for his music, and you know he is the person that does the holidays. He's the holiday king. So it's really different and creative what he does. It's different from any other rapper that I've ever heard. Very unique. And so go and check him out. He's doing these new videos. My dear friend Cece also is doing a segment on YouTube. I am Cece Brown. She is, guys, have you heard of this this body transforming garment called Body Magic? And it's just a new way of life. She's, you know, Cece is a life coach, and so she is teaching us all how to transform our bodies, and you're actually able to watch her go through this transition on YouTube, guys, so be sure to check her out. I am Cece Brown, and, you know, just a lot of great things going on in and around my world and in and around the world of my friends and family, guys, so I will keep you abreast, and, you know, always you're welcome to call in and let me know what's going on in your world. I would love to talk to you. The caller number is 347-215-8667. Also, I'll be having improv on the show. I noticed the improv is doing some new shows. You know, he was out in Louisiana, guys, doing some things out there, and so I will definitely have him on again as well. You know, improv, the celebrity impersonator guy, comedian, very funny guy. So we'll definitely have him on. And you know, just more news and views and hottest of the hot right here on Mental Note for your listening pleasure. Guys, just want to let you know that whenever things seem like they're not going the way that you would want them to go, my mental note for you today is keep the faith, truly keep the faith. I know you've heard that a lot, but I'm here to tell you that faith will carry you. If you put your faith in God, it will carry you through whatever. I don't care how big the storm gets. Keep your faith, and I promise you, this is not something that I heard. This is something that I know. You will land on your feet, okay? If the wind blow, you might be out there swagging, you know, swaying in the wind. I want to say swagging. Swaying in the wind, guys. But you keep your faith in God, and you'll land on your feet every time, okay? Remember, in all things, peace and love, and until we speak again, be blessed. Here's Sean Harden and the little ones, right out of Detroit. Guys, Soldier Story, right here on Mental Note. And I'll speak to you real soon. Stay tuned.
Detroit, are you ready? Detroit, are you ready? you ready? Introducing God's Little Soldiers International, featuring Sean Harden and Bloodwine. Soldier,
hey!
Are y'all ready?
Yeah, we ready.
Are y'all ready?
Yeah, we ready.
Yeah. I think they're ready. Come on, Miles. Come on, Miles.
From 1 chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
Yeah.